We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now here in studio, the winner of the Indianapolis 500, Simon Pagenaud. So the minute you crossed the start-finish line, I'm like, we won! There was no you, there was just we, man. Congratulations!
Well, thank you. Thanks for being part of it. That means a lot, you know. It's important to get the support, so thank you.
So how you and I were talking when we were walking down the hall together is it changes your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does change your life. It's, you know, obviously the request from the media all over the world is quite incredible. And everybody wants to talk about the biggest race in the world. So,
Is it really? Is it the biggest race in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've raced in Europe for a long time. I've raced in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. I've raced in Monaco. Not the Formula One race, but mm-hmm. I did just a smaller ladder. But yeah, I have to say Le Mans is big, but the 500 to me is even bigger.
What makes the 500 special?
Well, I think it's the history. You know, it's one of the oldest races in racing. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the energy when you go to that place. It definitely feels like one of those arena, the Gladiator arena. And it's the tempo of speed. This is the fastest race in the world.
Yeah. The amount of jubilation that came from your team was to watch the guys. I mean, it's one thing to be the driver and the fist pump and the whole thing, but you're locked in. But to watch the team explode, that means to be able to celebrate with those guys when you finally get back into the pits, it had to be like a never-ending party for a while.
It's phenomenal. You know, we go through a lot to get to that level, right? I mean, it's obviously a 500-mile race, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into it a year in advance. And the guys are working countless hours to get on that, get in that victory lane. So yeah. When it happens, it's such a euphoric moment. I must say, it's impossible for a driver to think he can do it alone.
Right.
You know, you have to be with your team, be one with your team, and extract the best out of everyone. And everybody definitely executed on that day.
It is a labor in the month of May, isn't it? Because May in Indy is unlike, because you go from racetrack to racetrack. But for the Indy 500, you get there a month ahead of time almost. I mean, May and Indy and then getting through Carburation Week and all that kind of stuff, it is a prolonged process.
Yeah, it's a long process to get ready for the race. It's fun to be there every day, but the temperature changes throughout the month of May. It rises, and the car become more and more difficult to drive when it gets hotter. It's just like a plane, if you want to imagine that, so with the turbulence in the air. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's also in the middle of a championship with 18 races, so there's definitely a lot to it. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but I mean, Indianapolis is definitely the core of the IndyCar series.
Did because every kid that ever drives fast dreams of crossing the bricks at the Indy 500. Was it what you expected?
Oh yeah,
you dream
and
of
more.
It.
Yeah, I did dream of it for many, many years, and you know, quite frankly, the moment I was in it, I felt blessed and grateful. Mm-hmm. The moment I led my first lap, I felt very successful.
Right.
But when you win it, it's your life just changes because all of a sudden your dream, your biggest dream, your most unrealistic dream becomes true. So that's a very special thing to say.
As fast as you go, coming around turn four and knowing it's there, had to be the longest couple of seconds of your life.
I almost hit pit wall, actually, because my vision blurred. You know, I think it's all the emotions. I kept my emotion in check so well during the whole race. My vision blurred when I exited turn four because I knew it was done. And and I got scared by the pit wall. You see, I wasn't as close that lap than the other laps. Just I took some cautious, but when I crossed start finish, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say because, you know, I dreamt this, and you would expect to go into a big scream, but I didn't know what to say. It was like a glass, like, you know, I was holding a glass and it fell on the ground and shattered. And I started crying. I think it's all the emotion that I went through throughout the race just finally unleashed.
What is that lap after you've won it like? Because now you're slowing down, right? Because now you got guys driving past you, you know, thumbs up, that kind of thing from your peers. That lap has to be amazing.
It is the most amazing lap in your life because...
And at that point, you're trying not to wreck your car.
You're trying not to wreck. You're trying to see through the tears. Almost, if you look, I almost got in the grass once because I just couldn't see. And my peers coming alongside me and waving is something very special. You could see the crowd going crazy. It's just all of a sudden you've just unlocked something that is impossible to unlock. Right. So it's incredible.
You're obviously your language and your speech is obviously not your native Milwaukee. So what is it like from where you're from? What was it like from your home, from people that got a chance to see you win?
I would have liked to see it. I know my hometown went crazy. They're actually going to host me for an event when I go back with the Borg Warner Trophy there.
That's awesome.
Should be pretty exciting. We're going to go back to Paris as well to celebrate. So that's also an exciting part. But, 99 years was basically how long it took for another Frenchman to win. So it's obviously a big event. It's a big event for France. Obviously France is a big racing, has a big racing background. And winning at the Indianapolis 500 is very unusual. So I hope it really helps IndyCar getting to be known more. And I hope I do think French people really like the sport. So we'll see what happens next.
Talking with Simon Pagenaud, winner of the Indianapolis 500, here in studio with us. Now you go from the Oval, you come into town for a road course, and not just a road course, but an elevated, an undulated road course. How difficult a transfer is that to go from a place like Indy to all of a sudden now you're doing the road course here?
It's a great question, but that's exactly the beauty about IndyCar Series. We have the chance to race on a big oval like Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Then a few weeks after that, we come here at Road America. So it's a beautiful, it's a very classic racetrack, and one of the longest in America. It stayed true to its value. There's no escape road with tarmac everywhere. It's not like one of those new racetracks. It's kept its character. I've raced here since 2006, and I've enjoyed it every year. It's a tough track to get right.
It's not as wide either. Not a lot of passing places here.
But you can pass. The tire wear is important, so it really helps create good racing. And, one of the fun things is to see the fan just walk around the track as you drive. You really have time to think during the straightaway. They're quite long. And you get to see the crowd. So that's also very enjoyable.
Now, last year, I was getting ready to get married, and we had a chance to take the IndyCar rides with Ari Leyendijk and Mario.
Yeah.
And he took my wife. My wife loved it. Me, I almost passed out and threw up. the first cup, just because you pull the G's you do, I mean, I couldn't believe that in that quick, brief second out of the pits, we went from 0 to 130, 150 into the first turn, and then you're 180 down the backstretch. It's just... The vast array of speeds is what I think makes that particular course so exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You have to, this long straightaway, you're doing almost 200, you're actually doing 200 miles an hour. Then you have to break into turn five, it's 60 miles an hour. You really have to have it dialed in, and you need to be physically ready. That's definitely one of the things that you got to experience. Getting in that two-seater really gives you the sensation that we go through, the G-forces, the sweating part, the tension in the car. It's a very intense sport.
Yeah, the difference between you and me was you didn't put your hands up going down the backstretch, going, oh, God, I made it, that type of thing. It's amazing when you come up that front stretch, because most straightaways going across start-finish are just straight and flat, and this is uphill.
Yeah.
So you don't even see it until you're on top of it, which is it's amazing to me to watch. Once I've done it, how the track drives via the driver's perspective.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's there are a lot of flat tracks. There are tracks with undulation like Road America, and that just adds to the character. That just adds to the difficulty as well, because when you can't see, you don't know where you're going to land. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like playing golf when you can't see where the ball is going to land. So
good analogy.
Yeah. I don't play golf. Do you?
Joe plays golf like it's in his blood. Yeah, he's probably
I'm
got.
I'm okay. I'm
not he's yet. Probably got a fold-up putter in his pants pocket right now.
I'm pretty terrible at golfing. So
if you put in the time and the patience, you'd be surprised how better you get.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's a
just
there's
like
a,
racing.
That's exactly
there
right. There's a thought process, and I want to get your thought on this. When you go into Road America, you either become extremely aggressive because of the course, or you have to be extremely patient because of the course. Which are you?
A good question. I'm a patient driver by nature, and then when I when I push my aggressive side is usually when it goes well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my aggressive side, usually I always stay on track. So, yeah. You know, that's the kind of driver I am.
I will say one thing. As much as I, and I've been in Indy a dozen times, and I love Indy, there is something about if you have good weather at this track, it's a beautiful place.
It's fun.
The whole place is fantastic.
It's beautiful, and it's great to see families, you know, yeah. come and gather. Kids love this sport, so and it's full access to kids. You know, it's free for kids to come under 16, so they have great access. They get to see the drivers, they get to see the cars, and they camp. A lot of people yeah. camp at night at the racetrack, and I just walk the dog, and I get to encounter with the fans. And I think that's what IndyCar is really good at, is staying true to its value like that. You know, some sports have become a little too inaccessible, mm-hmm. and IndyCar is really good for that.
Do you stay on site?
Yeah, I always do.
I always do.
I have a motorhome. Take my motorhome to the track, and yeah, my dog loves it.
I know. I was going to say, because now your face is so well known coming out of Indy, any hardcore fan is going to know you're walking around, you and a dog.
Yeah.
They may know the dog as much as they know
they
you.
They actually know the dog more than me most of the time. So, Norman, yeah, he's got his own Instagram. Yeah. So, you know,
your dog has his own Instagram.
Yeah,
account?
Yeah, he's very techie. Yeah,
well, he's got thumbs now. You know, you can afford yeah. thumbs after the Indy wins.
That's right.
So you're good to go. It is going to be a great weekend. It's coming up quick. It's the next weekend. It's not yep. this coming weekend, it's next weekend. We're all going to gather up at Road America again. We wish you nothing but luck. Stay safe. And if you win this one, I guess before every race, you got to come on the program.
I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. There you go. Simon Pagenaud joining us here in studio for a couple of minutes. And if you go to roadamerica.com, you can get all the information as the IndyCar Series is going to come screaming through that fantastic road course. That is a hidden gem in the state of Wisconsin, and I highly encourage you to get out there and get it. And John, you've got cabins out there now?
Cabins
out there now. So Ooh. Now they build cabins.
Nice.
And if you don't want to bring an RV, you want to stay with the creature comforts at home, they have cabins now. By the way, best night out there is what, Friday night or Thursday night? Friday night.
Friday night's a great night.
Good.
Yeah, even
bonfire.
Saturday is nice.
Now, do you imbibe at all? Do you drink a little bit?
No, not on the weekend.
Not on the weekend, okay.
But otherwise, I love red wine.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big red wine connoisseur.
Not the French white wine guy, you're the red wine guy.
Red wine.
Red wine yeah, out yeah. of Italy or out of Napa Valley?
No, I love Napa, actually. I love Napa Valley, Santa Elena, that whole area.
You need to go see our buddy Charles Woodson then.
All right.
The former Packer. He's got some fantastic
wines. Is that right?
Wines. Yeah.
He's
got a
wine
great
too?
Winery out there in
That's
Napa.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you got to go
Make
out there
some friends.
Hook up with him. He'll show you a Super Bowl ring. You show him your trophy. Your ring for winning the Indy 500. Look at that.
You didn't see my ring?
I didn't know you got a ring for winning the Indy 500.
Ring. Look at that. Yeah.
That's Super Bowl size right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you can compare with everybody.
Yeah.
We got to get a picture of that.
Yeah.
There you go.
You
want to
get punched.
No.
No.
Now, you know. Do you wear it when you're walking the dog?
Do I wear it?
Do you wear it when you're walking the dog around the race course?
No, I've wore it because I'm so proud of it, so
yeah.
I have been wearing it,
okay.
But I won't be able to wear it every day.
I just want to see you out there in like a pair of sweatpants or holy shorts, scratching your butt, walking the dog with a bag of poop in your hand, and then Indianapolis 500.
It right has now. Happened.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. It's great seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank
okay.
You.
There you go. Simon Pagenaud, Indianapolis 500 winner. You'll see him in about a week and a half up at Road America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.